This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and Bert, and we thank you for listening to American Family Radio. We're here every Friday with Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. We got 25 more minutes of edumacation. Forthcoming. You like that?
Forthcoming. I like it.
So let's repeat our questions, fellas, and then we'll get back to the phones here. Well, we got to go to Sue, right?
We got to go to Sue.
Sue, we're back to you.
All right, so repeat your question.
Yeah.
Okay. Name 7 biblical characters whose names were changed.
All right. Now, we're going to talk amongst ourselves. We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
Yeah, don't say anything.
So don't say yes or no. Okay, so we know Moses' name was changed, right?
Abraham.
Abraham. Jacob.
Saul.
Paul and Saul. Peter was
Barnabas.
Called,
was, you know, he was something else, and then he started calling him Barnabas.
Son of encouragement?
Yes.
Okay, so...
That was his name? Son of encouragement?
Well, no.
Now, Barnabas means son of encouragement, but he went by his other name. I forgot what it was, but it changed it to Barnabas.
Okay, so we said Moses, Abram, Jacob, Paul and Saul, Peter, Jesus called him Cephas. What was the other one in between there we had?
Barnabas. Is that
we got 6 right there, guys. We could come up with one more.
And you got Abraham, right?
I got Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.
What about Isaac?
Was Isaac's name changed?
No, son of laughter. Laughter. He stayed.
All right, well, I think
I don't know. What, tell us. Yeah,
we
what
got
is
6, Sue?
Who?
Okay. I didn't have Barnabas or Moses being changed. I had Hadassah became Esther. And you can't forget, Lucifer became Satan.
You did say biblical characters. Yeah,
that's true. We waited on her to get that.
Yeah. I didn't really want to give him any airtime, but, you know.
Yeah.
It was just
well, perfect. He's going to lose in the end, so any airtime he gets is as good as it
it's
gets for
negative.
Him.
Yeah, thank you, Sue. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very
you
much
so
for
calling
there from Missouri. Next up, for Bert.
Okay, North Carolina, and it's Wanda. Thank you for calling, Wanda.
Thank you so much. I finally made a connection.
Amen.
Way to go.
I'll give you a hand clap for that.
Yeah, way Wanda. To go. Well, what part of North Carolina? Are you close to Pleasant Garden where Alex McFarland lives?
Well, sadly not, but I am from Lumberton, North Carolina, and we are maybe 40 minutes from Fayetteville, North Carolina, Fort Bragg.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Know where that is.
We have a lot of listeners in Wanda's area.
We do. Hey, do you want to answer, ask, or both?
I would actually like to do both.
Which question do you want to answer?
Okay, I would like to answer the question in reference to Four Corners.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. Since she hasn't, she doesn't know it's been answered, right?
Okay.
Right.
Then we'll let her answer it again. We did have a caller answer that.
But
I'm sorry. Okay.
Hey, listen, Wanda. Maybe you got 4 more corners. For all we know, is there another place for 4 more corners?
No, sir. But
okay.
I'll tell you what.
All right.
Has someone answered the question in reference to the oldest? Signer.
No, that's still up for grabs.
Yeah, that's what's the question?
Okay, here it is. Who was the oldest signer of the Declaration of Independence?
You know, I honestly don't know, but I've been thinking about that. I think it may have been John Hancock.
No, he was the first one to sign it, but he wasn't the oldest. Somebody beat him out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe beat him up too.
Probably
beat him up. Certainly beat him out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, listen, you knew one of the signers. That's good.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Man, he signed his big.
Yeah.
John Hancock. You know why? Because he said he wanted King George to make sure he saw it.
Amen.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Those are some gutsy guys.
I'm telling you.
Yep. We either hang together or hang separately, one or the other. Man, what guys they were.
Right.
All right, what's your question for us, Wanda?
Okay, here's my question. What is the largest non-reservated Native American tribe not federally recognized east of the Mississippi.
All right, but, so it's the largest that's not on a reservation?
Yeah, I got to guess, but go ahead.
Okay.
And not federally recognized
east of the Mississippi.
Not federally recognized.
I have, you know, it's been a while since I've studied federally recognized Indian tribes. You're talking 20 years ago. I remember I did a deep dive.
You knew them back then, though.
I did a deep dive into that subject. I wrote a paper on it.
But oh, yeah. It's hard for me sure. I think I've read that.
Listen, I'm going to. Wanda, you there?
There's a but. Here's a but. The petition has gone across the president's desk.
To recognize them?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Listen. What I was going to say, and I think not federally recognized does away with this answer I had, but I want to say where Wanda, where in your part of the country there, and I'm talking about the Carolinas, the Cherokee Nation is going to be big, right? Am I right? Uh-huh.
You're right. But how are they not recognized?
Yeah. No, I'm saying they probably are. Oh, okay. To answer a question, I was going to say Cherokee.
Yeah.
But then I thought they're so well known. They're recognized.
There are a lot still there in North Carolina, and they're also in the Trail of Tears and Oklahoma. I have no idea.
All right, what is the answer, Wanda?
The Lundys.
Lundys. L-U-N-D-I?
The Lundys. L-U-N-D-E-E. Yes,
Lumbees.
What are they from North Carolina area?
Yes, sir. The Lumbee tribe of North Carolina.
Okay.
Is that where Lumberton? Right. Is that where Lumberton comes from? Your town?
Not really. No. But there are like 55,000 east of the Mississippi, and of course they're dispersed in other states. I mean, we're all over the place.
Okay.
Oh. So you're a part of the tribe.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
I am.
The Lumbee are a Native American people primarily located in southeastern North Carolina. That's what it says.
Yes, sir.
So I got you. Okay.
May he sign that petition, Wanda. Y'all need to be recognized. Yes. Hey. Yes.
Yes, right. Sir. Well, yeah.
Okay.
It's very promising. It's very promising. So we're just going to sit back. We've been waiting for, you know, a few decades. And so we're just waiting, hoping and praying that it's going to happen.
Well, thank you, Wanda.
All right.
Thank you. Do. Yeah, may it happen. Yeah. Absolutely, Wanda. Thank you so much for Wanda. Calling, Wanda.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Listening there in North Carolina. I was looking it up. The Lumbee Native American people, L-U-M-B-E-E. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Next up, Bert.
It is in Iowa, Brett. Brett, thank you for calling.
Brett?
Well, yes, good morning, professors.
Good morning. What part of Iowa?
Up near Clear Lake, Iowa.
Okay.
Northern Iowa.
Okay. Listen, that's just south of Muddy Lake, isn't it?
What?
It's just south of Muddy Lake. It's near Clear Lake, but you don't want to go to Muddy Lake. No. Obscure lake.
That's Buddy Holly. What are you talking about? No, Clear Lake. Yes, it's Northern Iowa, gentlemen.
Okay. Would you want to ask or both?
I want to do both.
Well, which question you want to answer?
Well, everyone answered the ones I had. So when you came up with something about two women in Hebrews?
Yeah, here's the question, Brett. If this is the one you want to answer?
Yes, I want to try it.
In Hebrews 11, so-called Hall of Faith, most of these heroes are men, but there are two women who are listed in Hebrews 11. Who are they?
Well, I remember one is Sarah.
That is correct.
My grandma told me that, and I used to read that. But I actually had to look up the other one. So do you want me to tell?
Oh, sure. We don't mind research. It was Rahab. Sarah and Rahab are mentioned in Hebrews 11. Well done.
Way to go. Way to go.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
I remembered Sarah, but I couldn't remember Rahab.
Well, we do encourage research. That's what we call it.
Otherwise known as an open book test.
That's right.
Yes, I had to go to the Bible.
Hey, well, that's good. It's all about learning. It's not necessarily knowing. It's learning.
I like that. That's good.
Okay.
Brett, but in the memory, I remembered Sarah.
There you go.
Brett, you know why I love Iowa?
Why?
You guys produce
corn?
Well, no.
Corn?
Let's follow on from that.
No, but Brett, Iowa produces more bacon than any other state in America. Did you know this?
Oh, yeah. Huh? I know we have a lot of hogs here.
Well, you know what happens to them, right?
Yes.
They get sent off to camp. And then they end up in Tupelo, Mississippi on my plate.
You don't name your hogs there like Arnold,
right?
On Green Acres.
That's right.
You keep it.
Iowa does have a ton of corn, but it's the bacon that I appreciate.
Well, you wouldn't have the bacon if you didn't have the corn.
Bacon, sausage, and ham.
Listen, I just appreciate the fact that hogs are vegetarians. So I'm second degree vegetarian.
Thank you, Brett. Appreciate it very much.
You got a question for us?
Yeah, but that's why I grow my own tomatoes upside down. I like BLT sandwiches, bacon, lettuce, and tomatoes.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That's summertime.
What's your question for us, Brett?
Okay, the question is, who invented the flathead screw?
The flybed?
Flathead screw.
When you're screwing wood together, there you could use a flathead, which is called the straight head, with a screwdriver. And the second part of the question is after the flathead was used, somebody else used the idea and made a Phillips head.
Oh.
I bet I know who invented that now.
Phillips.
Yeah. Oh, so it was flat and Phillips.
Flat and Phillips. That sounds like a Western country band.
There's no way we know who invented the flat head screwdriver.
I don't.
Or screw. Who was it?
It was John Thompson.
John Thompson.
The old basketball coach?
No, he was in the early 30s. And the only reason I know this, my grandpa told me this, and I am a Thompson.
Oh, are you related to that Thompson?
Well, maybe way back then. I believe we're all related if it started with Adam and Eve.
This because
you know what, Brett, right there, that was a little smarty.
We've had
a little smart aleck answer there.
Brett, I like it. I like a little edge to our calls.
Yeah. Way to go, Brett. Take care of Iowa, man.
Hey, yeah, and keep growing those tomatoes.
Upside down.
Store them upside down.
Okay, ready for the next one?
Oh, we're ready.
Let's go to Texas, and it's Kennedy. Kennedy, thank you for calling.
Hello.
What part of Texas are you from?
Between Huntsville and College Station, which is Beedyes.
Oh, man, yes.
Yeah. How old are you, Kennedy?
I'm 13.
Okay,
all right. Wonderful.
12? Yeah. Well, there was a voice in the background.
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost 13. Listen, yeah. Kennedy, every one of us on this panel knows what you just did there. Back in those days, we were always wishing our life away can't wait till I'm 15, can't wait till I'm 16.
Till I can drive.
And now we do the opposite.
We hold on to the lower end as long as we can.
So, Kennedy, I'm just a little bit into my 60s, if you can believe that.
And so it's... are my grandparents.
Thank you, Kennedy. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Ed's on hole 16.
Yes.
If life were a golf game, Ed would be on hole 16.
I don't know if I'm at hole 16, but I'm almost to the back of the book. I will say that.
Yeah. All right. What do we got?
All right. You want to ask, answer, or do both, young man?
Both.
All right.
I'm a young lady.
A young lady. Okay. I apologize.
What did you say?
I said young man. Okay. I went by Kennedy, but
I didn't have anything to do with that.
All right.
Neither did Bert. That was
Kennedy.
Emails.
Young darling, I am sorry.
Yeah.
I made an assumption based on the name Kennedy, and it can be a girl.
And you were wrong.
I was wrong with listen, Kennedy, in my defense, I am at hole 16.
Right.
And sometimes old people
got two more holes to play.
Sometimes old people make mistakes.
Hole 17, he loses his hearing.
Kennedy, please forgive me.
I think we all know.
What's going next?
Kennedy, let me just ask you this. Let's go ahead. Ask, answer, do both, and
let's
then
reset.
I'll set something. Yeah, let's say something else.
So, anyway.
Okay, yes, I'll do both.
Go ahead.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
I want to answer the one about the talking mule.
Okay, the talking mule. Here's the question. Listen, I'm stunned that she knows she might know the answer to this.
I think Mom and Dad helped out here.
In the 1950s, actor Donald O'Connor made 7 popular movies with a mule that talked in the film. What was the mule's name in these films?
Francis.
Woo, Francis, the talking mule. Now,
7 movies based on a talking mule?
7 movies.
These are some gullible people, aren't they?
Now, Kennedy, 50s. Because you did not hear the beloved cowbell, that, as you know, that is not the mystery question. But because I made a major faux pas, we will send you an AFR ball cap since you answered my question correctly. Will that make up for what I did?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. Thank you.
You can say yes, ma'am, if you want.
She's too young. She's too young to say yes, ma'am, too. But what's your question for us, Kennedy?
I was going on what you did to her.
So I play volleyball.
Okay.
And there's this special player on a team. It's called a libero, spelled L-I-B-E-R-O. And I wanted to ask you, what does a libero do?
What does
on a volleyball court, there is a player known as a libero.
Libero?
Yes, sir.
And what's their role on the?
Okay,
have a setter, but that
libero.
Right, you got somebody that serves.
I always thought
that's the server, and you got a setter that does that.
Yeah, and then the spiker.
Spiker. I have
setter, spiker, server. We got another S word for a play.
Let's each pick one of those. Maybe libero is a.
I don't know.
I'm going to say the server.
I was trying to think what the word means. What the origin? Libero. Anyway, all right, Kennedy. What's the answer?
They move around the court. They get the balls that the other players can't.
Kind of like a roaming, a roamer.
Yes, and they wear a different colored jersey than the other teammates.
Okay, are they allowed to move around anywhere they want?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Okay, I didn't know that either. Because in volleyball, don't you move around the court? I mean, you have to move around.
You have to rotate.
You have to be on the server,
but you have one.
It's mostly when you have a specific place, you stay there. But if you're a libero, you get the balls that are out. Like, you dive for it.
Right.
When others can't.
Is that what you do on your team?
No, sir.
Okay, what do you play on your team? What role?
I'm a front row.
Front row. Okay. So are you taller than the other girls mostly?
No, I'm short, but I'm pretty good at it.
Okay.
Can jump. Keep
probably
on jumping,
Kennedy.
Kennedy
probably can jump then.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, yes, I'm going to put you on hold, young lady. Okay.
Good. And then, good recovery, Ed.
Yes, Cindy Roberts is going to get your information, and we will get you an AFR ball cap. Okay.
Thank you. And, have a blessed day.
All right.
Oh,
you too.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh, she was very sweet.
All right. We got time for maybe a couple more calls.
Okay. Let's go to Alabama, Lisa. Thank you for calling.
Hey.
Yeah.
This is actually Dr. Lisa, Tim.
Dr. Lisa.
From the trip.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The other day?
How are you?
Last week?
Yes.
Lisa, thanks for calling. We had a good time, didn't we? Don't you think?
Oh, we had a wonderful time. The only reason I'm a doctor is because Brother Ed, a few years ago, gave me a honorary doctor degree from Learning University.
Oh, well, there you go.
Not really...
Okay.
You don't do surgeries on people or nothing like that. Okay, I got you.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm still waiting on my diploma, by the way.
We're working on that.
My very empty wall.
We do need to get some diplomas printed up.
I all I can say Lisa, in my own defense, is that I'm at hole 16, and sometimes I forget. Right. I forget these things. So,
all right, Lisa, ask, answer, or both.
Oh, okay. I was going to do the Batman one.
All right. It hasn't been answered. So here's the question, Lisa. In Batman comics and movies, what is the name of Bruce Wayne's butler? But I want the first and the last name.
Okay. Alfred Pennyworth.
That is correct. Woo! All right, Lisa.
I'm a doctor.
Yeah, I'm going to send you a Batman degree along with the.
All right.
Probably wasn't mentioned very often in that TV show. That was in the TV show.
Alfred was mentioned all the time. Yes, but yes. Pennyworth, Butler. Is mostly people who read comic books know that.
I just got something to say. Bam!
Bam!
when Alfred went down to church or whatever. What did he tell people he did for a job?
He was a butler.
He was a butler.
For who?
Bruce Wayne, the rich guy.
Okay.
Whose alter ego was Batman.
Did Alfred know that he was?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. He helped.
He knew Alfred the secret?
Absolutely knew the secret. Hey, Lisa, how did you know that? Did you have to look that up, or are you a Batman fan?
I'm the old Batman fan from, the 60s shows.
Oh, yeah.
I had to look up the last name, actually.
That's okay.
I do my research.
That's right.
That's what doctors do.
That's right. It's what doctors do.
That's right.
All right. What's your question for us?
Okay. This is for Brother Bert, since he is an Andy Griffith fan like I am, which this will probably be very easy for him. But Aunt Bee had a sister that came and visited one time from somewhere, and I want to know what her name is and what town and state she came from.
Okay, now is this Uncle Ollie's wife?
Correct.
Okay, I'm gonna have a hard time.
Where did they? Was it West Virginia?
I bet it was. I bet it was like someplace like West Virginia. I know that we'll know it because Aunt
when
Bee,
I hear it,
they said, yeah, they said the
Beatrice
name.
Beatrice is her name. Would it?
My wife the other day said, because the aunt said to Andy, handsome is a boy, handsome is a man. And my wife said that to me the other day, and I can't remember her name.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Her name was Nora, and they came from Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Lake Charles, that's right.
Lake Charles. I was actually born in Lake Charles, and I lived there a few years before my parents moved back to Mobile. So when they would say Lake Charles, that would always, ring a bell in my ear.
Absolutely.
But, I remember he thought he left the coffee pot on.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No,
he had to get out of town quickly.
Lisa, we are out of time. That is a great question, and that was a great episode. And thank you so much for calling.
Hey, Tom, we'll put you on hold and get to Tom next week, okay? Go ahead.
Tom from Mississippi. Yeah, my questions are all done.
Okay, two. Benjamin Franklin was the signer, and he was 70
that
years
was the
old.
That was a mystery question.
Yes, it was. And the old salt and pepper
the
is
salt
what
pepper.
Barney
I knew
called
that.
His suit.
What is the least populated state in the country?
I'm guessing Wyoming.
Wyoming. Absolutely. Wyoming has 587,000 people. So that's the least populated state, and a beautiful state.
Now, was that all your questions?
That's it. That's the only one I had left.
Now, next week for Trivia Friday, we have
a patriotic special.
Patriotic special, folks.
All right, have a great weekend, everybody. See you Monday.